Well, let's take a look now, mentally, Sapper George Thomas, at this day of 11th November 1918. Can you remember what sort of a day it was?
Yes, it was a good day. I remember going in on duty. Took up my 8 o'clock shift, and I think there's only been one or two. I'd hardly touched the key that morning before, between then and until this message came through. This priority message came all at once. Priority New Zealand Division, and they called NYC. Was it NYC? Was our call then? Yeah, DCO was the British headquarters in Montreal, and our call was NYC.
What effect did that have on you?
Well, it said priority message. We start to think that one or two others there besides me, of course. We just wondered what this priority message was going to be, although we had had them before, but nothing is as important as this. We just wondered for a time what this thing was going to be, although with the way that the Germans were retreating, we were not actually surprised.
All right. Well, 8:25 arrives, priority call is made. How do you accept this message?
Well, I just got their priority when they started off with it, after the preamble goes and all the headings and that sort of thing. It starts off the following from Third Army: hostilities will cease. Well, and of course, when it come to hostilities going to cease, well, I don't know, it sort of gave you an attack of the jitters. You didn't know whether you were writing it down properly or not. Hostilities will cease at 1100 hours. Of course, the army timing is always in hundreds. See, and then that came, and of course, as soon as they got that, they did one or two looking over my shoulder to see what I was writing, and then the officers round the show, one or two of the NCOs, they were all hanging over, looking, and of course, they got men more excited than what the message did. And then got it all right, then of course, oh, I want a copy of that, can I have a copy of that, can I have a copy of that, but they got a copy all right, but they didn't get the first one. The army waited. The original one still, of course, hasn't reached the army yet, so the war finished just the same. I had a bit of a quick think, and I put a couple of carbon copies in. I had to write out another pencil one for the to send into the division, of course, and that didn't take long. It only took me a couple of minutes, and I just hang on to this for a souvenir. And I still got that pencil, you know, that type where you get to be, you know, for a penny at Woolworths in those days. I still got all that.
Well, now, how does the complete message read?
The complete message, it reads 11 to the New Zealand Division, priority DCO, that's the British headquarters, called at 8:20, handed in at 8:20 from Sir Douglas Haig's to the British Division, received at 8:25. Following from Third Army begins. Hostilities will cease, in capital letters, that piece. Hostilities will cease at 1100 hours today, November the 11th. Stop. Troops will stand fast on the line reached at that hour, which will be reported by wire to Third Army. Stop. Defensive precautions will be maintained. There will be no intercourse of any description with the enemy until the receipt of instructions from Army headquarters. Stop. Further instructions will follow, addressed all concerned. Signed, Headquarters, 4th Corps. 8 o'clock, that was handed. 4th Corps, 8 o'clock, it was received at their signal station at 8:20, and we got it at 8:25.
And that is the actual piece of paper you've got there, the top copy of that.
That's the actual
particular
piece
signal.
Of paper that's been halfway around the world, that piece.
Well, your writing is remarkably clear for such an important message.
Well, the old pencil, the old cheap thing, it still writes. It's a good souvenir, though, well, that's a cheap pencil.
So you thought pretty quickly and decided to hold on to the original here and send on the copies to the others.
Yes, I made sure of that.
And you've mounted it on cardboard. Apart from a slightly yellowing of age or a brown of age, it's in remarkably good condition.
It's worn out a bit, but still, at the same time, it'll still be readable in a long time to come yet.
Well, now, having completed the message, Sapper Thomas, what was the next job that you did that day?
Well, I don't know. I think it was a matter of take time off, as I can remember now. No, nobody wanted to do anything. I thought, well, Old Jerry's gone. He's reported to be about 18 miles ahead of us and not in any formation at all, strangling. They were just straggling anywhere. They were retreating, going for their lives. They'd probably, the German division would probably get the same message that we got. Bound to go through was the German general and the British general and the French general. They were all there, so it'd go right through to the three armies. The whole lot would get the thing. So, of course, the Germans, they're not going to say, oh, well, the thing's over. We'll take it easy, the same as we did.
Once the message was accepted by both sides, which would have been within minutes of you accepting it there at 8:25 on the 11th of November, was there any sign of military action, shells or anything from either side?
Never saw, never heard a shot fired. There was nothing.